So how do you go about doing that, studying shrimp in those conditions?
Well, this is a new project for us, and we are setting up an ocean acidification tank system at our university in the marine lab here. And we have to monitor the water very closely as we set the conditions to try to mimic what is predicted to occur in the next 50 to 100 years. So we set the tanks to be of a certain temperature, about 3 degrees warmer than now. And we set the pH to be a bit more acidic than it is now. And we have to monitor the levels of carbon dioxide put into those tanks. So it's a little bit tricky. I'm working with other people who have done this before. And I have a graduate student setting up those tanks. And then we'll be raising shrimp, spot shrimp, newly settled spot shrimp into those conditions and just looking at multiple endpoints like survival and metabolism and growth, things like that.
So shrimp change sex during their lives, and you're looking at ocean condition impacts on that process?
Well, we definitely won't know how those conditions will affect that, but we are learning quite a bit about sex change in a specific type of shrimp. You probably know a lot of things are called shrimp. Spot shrimp are nice looking shrimp, but there's also brine shrimp. And so shrimp is a relatively common term across a lot of crustaceans. But we're really interested in the pandallid shrimp. Those are the coonstripe shrimp, the spot shrimp. And all of those shrimp do start off as male. At some point, they undergo a sex change, which is we're learning a lot about that process. And then they become functional females and lay eggs and incubate their young. At this point, we think ocean acidification may just play a larger role in getting, you know, in the survival of the larvae to the young of the year, the newly settled shrimp. You know, once they become fully functional adults, ocean acidification may impact their metabolism and therefore how much energy they put into reproduction. But we sure don't know anything about that at this time.
So do shrimp keep one shell on or shed shells like a crab?
No, they are switching shells all through their lives, just like crabs. They're all part of a big umbrella called arthropods, and all arthropods have to shed their skin every time they grow. So shrimp, as they get larger, not only do they change sex, but they have to shed their, they have to build a brand new shell. And that's where we think ocean acidification is going to have the most impact, is how they calcify their shells. And of course, a shell is not just calcium and carbonate, it's actually made of proteins and carbohydrates as well. So once, you know, adults will just have to put a little more energy perhaps into the molting or growing process.
Will you also be talking a little bit about crab species?
I think I will, because that has been my largest interest all my life. I've been a crustacean physiologist, mostly studying crab growth and molting, and I still have projects that are relevant to the community in Petersburg. I work on Dungeness crab molt timing. And so I'll probably start the talk talking a lot about molting in crabs and in shrimp, and then kind of develop that to ocean acidification and its impacts on life histories.
And this talk is only online?
For me, it's very unfortunate that I have to Zoom my talk. I've known Sunny quite a long time. I've been really looking forward to coming down to Petersburg. I have only flown in and out of Petersburg. I've been in a submersible off the coast of Petersburg, but I was truly looking forward to interacting with the community a bit. I did a community talk up in Yakutat and really enjoyed talking to the fishermen and really enjoyed talking to the local people. So this will be a little more challenging. And while I might not give a talk in the fall, I'm still hoping to come down in the fall with my graduate student to work in the high schools.